Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sisterson, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Little Shaman Healing. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about practicing gratitude. As we go about our daily lives, we can sometimes get bogged down by the mundane or unpleasant things that happen, and we can forget how much we have to be grateful for. And even in the darkest times of your life, there are still things to be grateful for. Sometimes finding them can be the difference between making it through these times and not. So it's a good idea to get in the habit of practicing gratefulness every day. If you are feeling truly grateful, it's hard to be unhappy, even when things are not going as well as they could be. Practicing gratitude has other benefits as well. People who practice gratitude are less self-centered, less judgmental, more generous, they're happier, and it also helps fight depression. Narcissists are a great example of the truth of these things. They are grateful for nothing, and they are miserable people who never feel like anything is enough. Their life is a constant struggle to fill that emptiness. It's the same struggle many people face to varying degrees, of course, not as large, maybe, of an emptiness as the narcissists have, but whether they're narcissistic or not. Because of the society we live in, many people have come to believe that getting or owning more things will make them happy, or that a perfect romance is going to come along and complete them. People are, in other words, looking outside of themselves for validation and completion, and they're not finding it. Because the truth is, if what you already have doesn't make you happy, what would make you think that more will? This is where practicing gratitude comes in. It's learning to appreciate and be grateful for what you already have. Not just material things, but also spiritually, emotionally, or any other way. For example, when you're mulling over whether or not you can afford the latest model car, don't forget to be grateful that you already have a car when so many people don't. There are so many people in so many different situations in this world. While you don't need to feel guilty for that, practicing gratitude is a way to remind yourself that things aren't as bad as we sometimes imagine them to be, and they can definitely always be worse. I personally am guilty of taking things for granted, as we all probably are. I remember a few years ago, I was washing dishes and watching the water run down the drain as I was rinsing them. I started thinking about people in other parts of the world who would probably never see water that clean in their entire lives, and here I was just, like, letting it flow straight down the drain like it's nothing. The water in my toilet was probably cleaner than the water they give their children to drink. I realized that I was not only not grateful enough for all the amazing things in my life, I barely noticed them. And to me, that just seemed really, really wrong. So I decided right then to start consciously practicing gratitude, because for myself, to do anything less would be to be ungrateful. I rarely relate personal anecdotes or stories in these shows, but maybe that one can help somebody who is struggling to see anything good in their life realize just how many things there are to be grateful for if we look. As some of you know, my family also survived being in our cabin when it was hit by a tornado, and when you lose everything, you learn what is really important. It can be hard to get started on practicing gratitude if you're not used to it, but there are a few ways you can get started living more intentionally and practicing gratitude. You could create a daily list of things to be grateful for, or even just one thing, and make it a different thing every day. The point is not just to read it, of course, but to write it and really think about what you're being grateful for. This helps you see how many things there really are. You could create what's called a gratitude jar, and every day write something on a piece of paper that you're truly grateful for. Then at the end of the week or the month or however you'd like to do it, you can read over them. You can meditate and use that time to think about the things you're grateful for, or think about it before you go to sleep. Maybe when you wake up, you can go over your goals for the day and add something to be grateful for. You might say, today my goal is to pinpoint my negative thoughts, and I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to make my life better. It might sound silly or small, but try it for a week and see the difference it makes. It really is about simply switching the focus of your mind from one way of looking at things to another. It's possible, it just takes practice. Remember that these things really are mostly just habits, and new habits are just as easy to create as old ones. After a while, you will fall into the habit of doing these things and you won't even have to think about it. There are so many things, from the big to the small, for which to practice gratitude. If you ate today, you can be grateful that you ate, because so many people didn't. If you didn't eat, you can be grateful that you can breathe, when so many others cannot. Every day we are alive and walking around on this earth is a day to practice gratitude. There are so many amazing things about life and living. If someone only ever focuses on what they don't have and what they can't do, they're always going to be unhappy because there's always something you can't do. There will always be things that you don't have. If you can learn to be happy with what you already have, everything else is a bonus. Hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.